With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has set a timeline for a U.S. decision on Iran.
The president has been talking about the possibility of joining Israel in strikes against Iran and its nuclear program.
You don't know that I'm going to even do it. You don't know. I may do it. I may not do it. I mean, nobody knows what I'm going to do.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt read a statement from the president.
Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the president will do what's best for America. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Israel's defense minister has threatened Iran's supreme leader after Iranian missiles on Thursday damaged a hospital in southern Israel and hit residential buildings near Tel Aviv. At least 240 people were wounded. Defense Minister Israel Katz blamed Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and said this man absolutely should not continue to exist. Former State Department employee Gabriel Noronha says Iran now finds itself isolated.
No one wants to come and start a war with Israel or the United States if we hit Iran. Russia's abandoned Iran. China's abandoned Iran. The Arabs are rooting us on behind the scenes. And so Iran has lost its proxies. And they have no leverage anymore.
Noronha was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Ground's been broken in Virginia for the rebuilding of one of the nation's oldest black churches. Thursday's Juneteenth ceremony was at Colonial Williamsburg, a museum that owns the land where the church stood. First Baptist Church of Williamsburg officially established itself in 1776. Its free and enslaved congregants erected their first meeting house around 1805. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Colorado.
The town of Castle Rock has agreed to let a local church operate a homeless shelter and will pay $225,000 in legal fees. Town officials went to court to try and stop Rock Church from housing homeless people in its parking lot. First Liberty represented the congregation in court and has released a statement saying, quote, "This is a welcome resolution and a good example of cooperation between church and state." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Jersey Supreme Court has ruled that the state can have a grand jury examine allegations of clergymen sexually abusing children. The ruling comes after a Catholic diocese tried for years to block such proceedings. The Diocese of Camden argued that a court rule prevents the state attorney general from impaneling a grand jury to issue findings in the state's investigation into decades of allegations against Catholic priests. This is SRN News. A U.S. senator says Iran has the power to end its war with Israel immediately, but only if it will give up its nuclear program. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Dave McCormick says he's been asking around in the international community, and one thing's perfectly clear.
Nobody thinks that it is plausible or acceptable that Iran would have a nuclear weapon.
McCormick says the door is still open for the regime to become a regional partner for peace.
But if they cling on to the notion that they're going to maintain a nuclear capability, we have to take it out now. It's a once-in-a-generation opportunity, and we should stand with Israel and support them in doing so.
Senator McCormick was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump on Thursday signed an executive order to keep TikTok running in the United States for another 90 days. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.